The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is review and action of the February 2019 minutes. Are there any additions or corrections?
Did you get that? Okay, I didn't.
Any other comments? Hearing none, would there be a motion to approve the minutes as presented with the addition?
Make a motion to approve the February
11th, 2019
minutes. Do we have a second? I'll second.
Have the motion and the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. We will move on to the public hearing and final vote. First item up on the agenda is 19-01-130 Lugano Lane.
Michael and Kelsey Bardwell are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing night rental use in the existing villa located at 130 Lugano Lane, Hollister. On February 21st, 2017, the Planning Commission approved the Division 3 special use permit request by Michael Mays authorizing nightly rental use in the existing villa. The unit has been purchased by the applicants, thus requiring approval by the Planning Commission for the transfer of the permit. Per Section 3.1, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued, and as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan, cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Per the assessor's information, the three-bedroom villa was built in 2007, is located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek, lot number 7, unit A. The Villas of Branson Creek currently have 11 active special use permits for nightly rental in place. The property to the north is the pond and is owned by the Fieldstone at Branson Creek. Properties located to east, west, and south are occupied villas. Project received a total score of 15 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And on our PowerPoint, I've got the villa highlighted within the Branson Creek villas. I've also got pulled up on pictometry and our GIS. And that's what I have for the Planning Commission.
Hi, would you like to come up?
Yes. Try to keep it quick. No promises. Thank you for your time this evening in considering our application for a Division 3 special use permit for our villa at 130 Lugano Lane. My name is Kelsey Bardwell, and this is my husband, Michael. We've been married 17 years, and I cannot believe he's put up with me this long. We attended last month's meeting for our concept hearing, and if I learned anything from that, I learned that we needed to be prepared tonight and to come with a small army. We actually do have a small army, literally, as we have four children, and they are all ours. We finally figured out what was causing that. But tonight, they are not with us. They are all over tarnation playing different sports. But thank you again for your time. Please don't hold it against my husband for allowing me to do the talking. I'm a lawyer by trade and enjoy this process in a nerdy sort of way. I can assure you if the subject were to be on what he does for a living, he would be the one talking. I want to take a minute to introduce you to ourselves so that you understand who we are and why we're applying for a permit. I'm a sixth generation native of the Ozarks, and I believe that we live in the most beautiful place on the planet. I grew up in Harrison, Arkansas, attended college at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri, where I met my husband, Michael. He was a missionary's kid to Honduras most of his childhood and divided his time between the missionary field and Springfield, Missouri, traveling with his parents. Growing up, I attended many basketball camps at College of the Ozarks. I wasn't that good, but I played hard. And we have spent lots of time here vacationing with my parents as a kid. I'm pretty sure my dad purchased every timeshare package he was presented with. We now come here very often with our children. We spend a lot of money at the Chick-fil-A, Target, TJ Maxx, Big Cedar, Bass Pro, and The Landing, to name a few places. I went to graduate school and law school in Arkansas, and then practiced law in Tulsa at a big firm, but missed being home here in what I call God's country, with a better quality of life for my family. We moved home 5 years ago, where I now have a law practice, and Michael does financial planning, and where we are raising our four children, ages 15, 14, 8, and 4. I'm also fighting a cold still, so please forgive me. I serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission for the City of Harrison, and I'm on the board for the Harrison Chamber of Commerce. I would like to take a moment to commend this panel. Most towns, cities, and counties, and even states would kill to have the growth and investment that coming into Cataney County that you have. So I commend you and frankly would like to know the secret. As I mentioned, we're a very busy family. In October, we purchased a villa in Branson Creek that was already being rented out as a nightly rental at that time by the previous owner. We now use it every weekend to get away. We come on Fridays, hang out as a family, spend time and money at all the great things you have going on here. Then we get up on Sundays and drive home in time to be back for church. It's a 28-minute drive, which this is important to know when you're trying to get four kids fed and ready and clothed and ready to be at church on time. We spent this Christmas up here and we've had Silver Dollar City and Whitewater passes for decades. And the reason why I'm telling you this is that we consider the Branson area part of our home and have always felt welcome here and part of what's going on. As you know, vacation and travel trends have changed. People want to vacation with their extended family. They don't want to stay in two or three adjacent hotel rooms. They want to stay in homes that will house everyone and that have a shared living space with a kitchen. Privately owned nightly rentals serve this purpose. They also allow everyday average Joes and Joannes like us to be a part of the American dream. I believe in the American dream, and I believe it's not reserved only for the billionaire hotel chain owners that live in big cities whose only concern is the bottom line. That said, we would like to be able to allow our friends, family, and guests to use our villa when we are unable to make use of it ourselves. We would also like to be able to charge them and help cover the cost of the ownership, like the POA dues, cleaning and upkeep, and being able to charge for use of the villa. We've invested in our family by buying this villa, and we believe it would be a great place for other families to enjoy as well, all while spending dollars and raising tax revenue in Taney County, which I know is music to your county administration's ears. Okay, the opening paragraph of Appendix Section 4.7 of Appendix D to the Taney County Development Guidance Code sets out the reasons that nightly rentals should be reviewed by this commission. It says, nightly rentals in a residential area have the potential to be incompatible with surrounding residential uses. Therefore, special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses. It will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. There are currently, my notes say 18 to 20 nightly rentals, but I believe you just said 11. Is that correct?
In the villas, 11.
Oh, okay. 18 to 20 nightly rentals in Branson Creek. Allowing a villa, which previously was a nightly rental, to become a nightly rental, again, does not render the villa itself incompatible with the surrounding residential uses, nor will it materially alter the neighborhood in which it is located. Not only is our unit compatible, nightly rental is exactly the same use as it was originally intended, and as many of our neighbors intend for them to currently be used. I understand that permits do not convey in a real estate sale such as ours, but I believe it is a factor to consider when a nightly rental permit has already been granted to a particular property when no material change has been made to the property other than the name on the deed. In fact, Branson Creek originally and still is currently marketed as being vacation homes that can be rented out as nightly rentals. Furthermore, at one time, the Property Owners Association would even manage the nightly rentals for the residents. I've given some documentation to Mr. Sterrett to have available if you would like to see it. What I have is a copy of a brochure that shows Branson Creek, and it says nightly rentals, and there's a photograph here of the villas. My villa is right here. You can see part of the driveway. So almost literally, our villa is the poster child for nightly rentals of Branson Creek. Any argument that nightly rentals are incompatible with Branson Creek is not based in fact. Next, I would like to submit proof to you that our villa complies with the requirements of the code. Occupancy. We're asking for a permit for an 8-person occupancy unit. There are 2 master suites and a loft area. The loft area has a window and a closet, and there is a location that we are able to place a door before the certificate of compliance is issued. Mr. Sterrett has inspected the property. Parking. According to the code, an 8-person unit requires 4 off-street parking spaces. In my site plan, you will see that there are 2 spaces in the garage and 2 spaces in the driveway. The guests will be required to park off-street and only in the marked spaces under what are called the house rules under the guest agreement. Solid waste disposal. Trash is picked up every Tuesday. One of our rules will be that if a guest is in the unit on a Tuesday, they push the cart to the street and return it after pickup. If they don't, they forfeit their cleaning deposit. Lighting. The street lighting is subdued. I have a photograph to show you the lighting at night. It's not very good because I took it with my phone, but you can see this is, I walked outside and took a picture down the street. The lighting would not change. Safety. We have smoke alarms in every room, a fire extinguisher, and carbon monoxide detector. We will comply with the requirements to obtain the certificate of compliance. Missouri Department of Revenue Compliance. If we receive a permit, we will obtain a revenue sales tax license and will deliver it to the planning department. We will also post the permit with all the necessary information in accordance with the code. The 24-hour local representative is Michael Bardwell. He's really cute, and on top of that, he puts up with me, which is no small feat. We live in an adjacent county, which is Boone County, Arkansas, and he's available 24 hours a day. We are conscientious owners and will expect any guests to abide by the rules, regulations, laws, etc. Required buffering. Appendix H, section 613, states that a privacy fence, wall, landscaped, earthen berm, or other screening device found to be appropriate by the Planning Commission may be used in lieu of a 20-foot-wide landscape buffer. This commission has found the adjoining wall to be an appropriate buffer with 18 to 20 other villas, so the same buffer may be used here under these rules. The wall is a 1-hour fire-rated wall that separates us from the property next door, as is required under Section 313.3 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. I've confirmed this with our home inspector and have an email from him if any of you would like to see it. It's wider than 25 feet. There's also adequate permanent screening that extends from the sidewalk to the back of the deck. This is what I understand is the same type of buffer used in the other 18 other current nightly rentals in Branson Creek. We take responsibility for compliance with all laws, regulations, rules, etc. We have and will insure our property against liability and understand the county is not liable for any damage as a result of the actual operation of the rental. Please note, there is absolutely no requirement that the subjective approval of surrounding neighbors must be obtained. Remember that special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. To grant a permit to the Bardwell unit is compatible due to the other nightly rentals and due to the fact that the neighborhood is not materially altered just by a change of the name on a deed. Okay, this is my last couple of points, I promise. Nightly rentals are primarily booked through a smartphone or computer application such as Airbnb that required a verification of government-issued ID, requiring a copy or photograph of the driver's license and social security numbers of the guest. Our villa will only ever be booked that way for our own protection and for the protection of our neighbors. We will know who is staying there. Additionally, the owner can set what are known as house rules and require a deposit for security against any activity that may not comply with those house rules. The guests only receive their security deposit back if the house rules have been followed. An additional feature of these applications is that owners have the ability to leave feedback through online reviews of the guest. If a guest has mistreated property or caused disturbances at other locations, there will be a negative review. The owner has the opportunity to screen guests this way. Owners have no interest in renting to guests who do not follow house rules or cause unnecessary disturbances. We will require guests to abide by our house rules and our property owners' associations' covenants and restrictions.